Disney Cruise will require children 5 years old and up to receive coronavirus vaccine. By Joshua Kaplan on November 17, 2021. Children 5 years old and up will soon be required to receive a coronavirus vaccine to board the Disney Cruise Line, the company announced Wednesday. WESH2 reports. The mandate is an expansion of one that already exists for the cruise line, where it requires all vaccine-eligible guests to be fully vaccinated against COVID-19. Those who are not eligible because of age will need to have proof of a negative COVID-19 test taken between 3 days and 24 hours of their sail date. Children who are between the ages 5 and 11 may complete testing instead of being vaccinated before sailings that depart on Jan 13. As we set sail again, the health and safety of our guests, cast members, and crew members is a top priority. Our focus remains on operating our ships in a responsible way that continues to create magic for all on board, Disney Cruise Line said in a statement published on its website. We are resuming sailing in a gradual, phased approach that emphasizes multiple layers of health and safety measures, considering guidance from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and other medical experts. Under this guidance, we've reimagined your cruise experience so we all can enjoy the magic responsibly. Guests who are 4 years old and under are required to complete testing. Additionally, the company said that rapid antigen tests will not be accepted for entry. Disney Cruise Line's announcement comes on the heels of federal regulators giving final clearance for Pfizer's vaccine for children. The Food and Drug Administration already authorized the shots for children ages 5 to 11, doses just a third of the amount given to teens and adults. But the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention formally recommends who should receive FDA-cleared vaccines. The announcement by CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky came only hours after an advisory panel unanimously decided Pfizer's shots should be open to the 28 million youngsters in that age group. The Associated Press contributed to this report.